1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Thanks to everybody associated with our broadcast yesterday from the Museum of Television and Radio. It was so much fun to, you know, to meet our listeners and also to have the support of Kelly and everybody there. Kelly is split now. I don't think she's working at the museum anymore. She's on a poker cruise for 2 weeks. She showed me. She had $900. She's going to cruise the Caribbean and play poker. I said, what kind of games you get into? 10 and 15. And she's a real good poker player, so off she goes, and but not after putting on a really good festival, a week of radio at the museum, and we were lucky enough to sort of be the closing act on that thing yesterday between 4 and 7 Pacific, and it was great. Thank you, everybody, for helping us with that. Also, thank you for your support with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, which is on sale now. I noticed we've had an immediate jump. I think we got like $10,000 worth of sales in the first couple of days. If you'd like to order the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album on CD right now, and we'll have vinyl available later, but CD is available now, you can call this number, 877-616-PHIL. That's 877-616-7445. The price is $20, $3.50 for shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. And when you call that number, they'll tell you what address to send that check to. The people are fast, they're courteous, they're professional, and all of the money that we raise with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And while we're on the topic of that, Casino Night 2000 is tomorrow night, and the star of the show is going to be the great Dwight Yoakam. Tremendous singer-songwriter. He's an actor. He's a director. He's a generous, generous guy who's devoted his time and resources to My Friend's Place. And he has donated his performance time tomorrow night to My Friend's Place to be the headlining act at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica. And I don't know whether or not they still have any tickets, but I'll give you the number anyway if you're interested in going to Casino Night 2000. The number is 323-908-0011, extension 102, and you can ask them about availability of tickets for tomorrow night's Casino Night. We're going to go over to that. Starts around 7 o'clock at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica. Just great people all the way around. And thanks to Craig and to Mike for putting up with my bull crap. And, you know, we were just watching The Bounty with Mel Gibson and Anthony Hopkins. Did you see how he was ripping those guys a new one there on that ship? That's kind of like the way I run this show. So Mike was looking at that and going, boy, look at that slob. He reminds me of you. I said, thanks, Mike. We're going to be talking about the election and the campaign later on. We do have Colleen Kristen Brewster joining us from Leroy's in Laguna Beach, a favorite kind of watering hole for a lot of the traveling agents. Colleen is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and it is time for Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, who's joining us. And Colleen, how are you?
I'm really good, Phil. It's a wonderful, wonderful sunny day in Southern California, and it's just so beautiful to be in the travel agency business because we have an opportunity to see so many wonderful places, and thank you for having me on your show.
What, and looking on the bright side sort of allows us to see the world through your eyes.
Yeah, Phil, I really take pride in the fact that I look on the bright side. I take pride in the fact that I'm 28 years old, I own my own business, and I'm really, really successful. And I don't say that to make anybody feel bad or to feel inferior, but I'm really successful, and I really know, I think, what today's young woman wants. And that's why I wanted to come on and talk about the Girl Scouts for just a minute, Phil.
I know that the Girl Scouts have retooled. Well, I don't know if I want to say retooled. Maybe they've, I guess, they're going after different things?
Yeah, Phil, what the Girl Scouts are doing is they're de-emphasizing some of the traditional badges like sewing and cooking, and they're emphasizing things like hiking, like campfire building, and like auto repair. And I'm not really a big fan of that.
Okay, why not?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you why, because I think there are things that women can do, and I think there are things that men can do better than women, and I really, really think it's wrong when you have women competing with men in areas where men are going to really, really be better than girls. And I don't like the idea of doing that. That's why I'd like to see the Girl Scouts emphasize some different things that don't have anything to do with cooking or really even have anything to do with with building a campfire.
Okay, so sort of a middle ground.
Yeah, a middle ground. You know, I really support the Girl Scouts, but I think what we need to do, Phil, is teach the girls things that are going to make them stronger. And I think that are really going to make them have a place in today's job market.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us on the Phil Henry Show. She is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency in Laguna Beach. And this is Looking on the Bright Side. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Do you have a cold?
Yeah, I really do.
I do, too. It's funny.
Yeah, it's going around.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the things that maybe the Girl Scouts can do.
Well, Phil, I'm going to be at a Merchants Association Business Women's Meeting of the Year. And that's going to be tomorrow, on Saturday. Hold on, we're just getting lunch. Yeah. Some wine. I'm having a white wine, Phil, and an ahi tuna black and blue salad. It's really, really good.
What do you mean an ahi tuna black and blue? Is that where they
do a very light searing of the tuna. So there's sort of a black on the outside and the beautiful blue and red of the tuna sashimi. It's really, really good.
All right. Congratulations on your lunch.
Yeah. So, no, but really seriously, Phil, we're going to be having our Merchants Association meeting. And what I'm going to do is talk to the women about empowerment. Listen to this and listen to what I'm going to say. A beautiful outfit can go a long way toward having people respect you in business as well as in your personal life. And I wanted you to hear what I'm going to wear, Phil, because I'm really, really proud of this. Okay? Because I know you're married.
Okay, this is, my wife does this to me. She says, how do I look? Is this a...
Yeah, this is a how do I look. Phil Henry to Colleen Kristen Brewster, okay?
Okay, what are you going to wear?
I picked out a really nice outfit. It's really, really cute. I have a ruffled halter top, a gingham gypsy skirt with black patent leather... With black patent leather Mary Janes. I'm also going to wear baby doll socks. And, Phil, I'll tell you something. You don't wear that when you're holding a welding iron.
Okay, that is a gingham...
No, it's a gypsy skirt. It's a gingham gypsy skirt with a ruffled halter top, black patent leather Mary Janes, and baby doll socks. It's really out there, but it really says a lot about who I am. And I'm really, really, really proud of it.
Okay, that's kind of a... patent leather Mary Janes with baby doll socks. What statement are you trying to make?
Well, you know, the thing that I'm really trying to say, Phil, is women don't need a lot of superfluous instruction from the Girl Scouts about campfire and about hiking when really it's about business, looking your best, taking a chance, really shocking people and telling them, you know, you're you.
Okay, Colleen Kristen Brewster. I'm going to take a break here, Colleen.
All right, Phil.
Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us, and this is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That's the name of her travel agency. This is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Our number is, can you turn down the...
We're getting lunch, Phil.
Okay, turn the restaurant down. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I don't know anything about fashion. I would be hard-pressed. I know it looks good, but when a woman describes to me what she's wearing, I don't know if it... she says she has a ruffled halter top, a gingham gypsy skirt with black patent leather Mary Janes and baby doll socks as a way of making an expression in the business community. And if I'm getting her right, she's basically saying women should learn how to dress for success before they learn how to build a campfire. But let's, while we're on the subject, just give kudos to the Girl Scouts. They do a great job. Although you probably won't learn much about fashion in the Girl Scouts. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. It's really funny when I'm calling you there.
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
It's funny, during the break, my listeners want to call in and talk to me. and tell me things, and I couldn't be less interested, you know? I couldn't be more bored talking to these jive asses that call in on the break because they want to find out about, you know, my life and everything.
Well, Phil, you're really, you know, you're really big and important to them, and I think you have to be sensitive to that.
Okay, well, we're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster about how the new Girl Scouts are going to be teaching hiking and campfire building. What do you want them to teach? Do you want them to teach fashion? Do you want them to, and this is looking on the bright side, this is your music.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. What I'd really like them to do, yes, teach a woman to dress for success. Teach a woman how to carry herself in business. And you know something, Phil? Women need to eventually learn how to make a man happy, too. And that's a lot of different things that they need to learn. And
well, isn't that cooking? Isn't that...
No, not necessarily. If your husband is successful and you have a cook or a maid, you don't need to learn how to cook. But I can tell you something, and forgive me, Phil, it may sound really crude, but you should learn a little something about the sexual arts, I would think.
All right, well, not in the Girl Scouts.
Well, a little bit older, but I think it's important.
The sexual arts.
Well, you know something, Phil, I wrote something down here, and I'm just going to say it. Saliva makes a good lubricant. That's all I'm going to say.
Why would you say that to a 12-year-old girl?
I didn't say that you would, Phil, okay? I'm saying it's something that you really, really need to learn later on.
But we're talking about the Girl Scouts.
Well, becoming a successful woman, treating your man right, how to impress your girlfriends, all of these things important.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. St. Louis, hello.
I think that Colleen has no idea what she's talking about.
You know something? I volunteered with the Girl Scouts. I think I do.
I'm a 20-year-old woman. I consider myself to be successful in business, and I can change the oil in my car. I can rotate
whatever.
My tires.
So what? So
and
what?
I think
you know, you can hire people to do that,
bus?
And there's a lot of men that don't know how to do that. So what difference does that make? Let me ask Mr. Henry.
Yeah?
Can you change the oil in your car?
Okay, if you're going to use me as an example...
No, please, can you?
I personally can't.
Are you a failure? I don't think so. So what is your oil changing going to do for you?
What kind of message are we sending to young women if
we're telling them,
girls. Don't try something because a man might be
better? Hey, girls, you can work in a gas station. Whoopee-doo. You know something? I own my own business. What do?
I'm a human resources manager.
Are you changing oil in your car?
Yes, I do.
Sounds a little butch to me.
All right, well, what is your point? Your point is, in other words, working at a gas station is no good? Your point?
I think that this liberation of women, so-called, leads women into the lower-moneyed professions like grease monkey at a gas station when they should be pointing to something higher.
All right, well, I guess that stopped the lady in St. Louis dead in her tracks. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Here's Williamsburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
When I start making sense, Phil, and I get on a roll, I get a lot of women on my side.
Okay, go ahead. Williamsburg, yes.
Yes, hi there. This is Carol Matthews.
Hello, Carol.
I'm a Girl Scout leader and a volunteer for over 20 years.
You do really great work. Congratulations.
Well, may I speak? Thank you.
You do great work over there.
Well, thank you very much. I have had Girl Scouts from the age of 7 all the way up, and now they're in college. And I've taken them through all the different levels of Girl Scouting. And I just wanted to say that we...
Are you teaching them to change oil?
Can I speak? Thank you.
Well...
You had your turn. Now let me have mine.
Where's the music?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Where's the music?
May I speak a minute?
Go ahead, ma'am. I have to put her music on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, ma'am.
All righty. Well, I just wanted to say that we allow the girls to experiment and develop themselves in the areas that interest them. And women have a variety of interests. And
yes.
What we teach them...
Absolutely.
Is to excel and to develop their leadership and their critical thinking and their independence in whatever fields they're interested
in. Can I ask your
now,
opinion
we
of
do,
something?
We
Can
do.
I ask your opinion of something?
Forgive May me. I tell you something?
No, I just want to
I have
your opinion.
Taken my kids to computer schools.
Listen to this outfit that I picked
Science out. Science schools.
Purple faux ostrich leather pants. that I wear with a pink fringe.
I think you're interrupting this lady.
I don't care what you wear. I also teach the girls that what you wear does not make you a person of any sort.
You know something that's really wrong?
You
because
can have
in business,
your individuality
in business, you have to wear, you have to dress for success in business.
Well, that's
and I really
true,
think
and if
it's
that's
a bad
where they want to go, they learn that.
I think it's a bad thing to do.
They do learn
to
that because
women.
They learn that because you take them there and you show them
to
that.
To be successful and you have them draining transmission fluid, I don't think that...
Can I say to you,
you're preparing girls for low-paid...
Do you allow other people to speak to you? Are you open-minded
all right.
at all?
All right. What is... Okay. There's a lot of talking over. What are you trying to say in Williamsburg? So your point is what, ma'am?
I'm saying that we teach them a diversity of things.
Yes.
We did teach
Can I ask you a question? What Colleen is saying...
Phil, I'd rather speak for myself.
I want to do it. What she's saying is if you teach them how to change oil, you're basically saying, here's a low-paying job that guys do that you can do, too.
Well, that's not why we're teaching them that.
Okay, why do you teach them that?
We're teaching them that so that they can develop independence. We're
but you heard Mr. Hendry say he can't change oil, and he's a successful man.
You're also teaching
them... He cannot change oil.
We are teaching them... computer science. We are teaching them marine biology.
Can they get that? Can't they get that in school? Can't they get that in school?
Well, of course they can get it in school. But
thanks for calling 1-800-449-8686. Here's Beverly Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
I think you should teach girls how to grant.
Can I talk to Colleen?
It really, really bothers me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Telling them that they have to try and figure out sexually how to please a man.
Saying that it's part and parcel of growing up, yes.
Okay, not at 12 years old. There's already so much sexuality in the media, so much in the magazines. You've got these kids already completely overexposed.
You know I'm not saying 12-year-old, but I'm saying at 18, do you think there's something, if she's in Girl Scout Explorers, if she learns, and okay, Phil, I guess I'm going to hear a groan from you, but if she learns how to throw her ankles behind her ears, what's wrong with that?
Okay, now seriously.
Good Lord.
I'm being serious.
No, first of all, that's sickening. What about trying to bring them up? You're telling me that you want these girls to be above and beyond what they can be and do. And if you're just diminishing them down to this sexuality
thing... No, I didn't say that. I said you need to have a girl pointed in the direction of business. If you teach her how to build a fire and drain oil from a car, you're giving her a low-paying man's job. You're saying, well, there's a man's job you can do. And I'm saying you can do anything.
All right, look, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. You say, hey, okay, let's have them drain the oil out of a car. Any grease monkey can do that. But what does throwing her ankles behind her ears have to do with it? And what's this phrase, saliva's a great lubricant?
You know what? You really don't want to listen to what I'm saying.
No, you're right. I don't.
Why?
Because...
Why are you denying it?
You're diminishing women down to a sexual being, and yet
Did you hear the outfit that I picked out? A ruffled halter top, gingham gypsy skirt, black patent leather Mary Janes, and baby doll socks.
Okay, what are you talking about?
What are you going to wear that to?
I'm really going to shock them at a Merchants Association meeting. I love to really just sort of surprise people.
What does that have to do with anything that we're talking about?
Because I take chances. And that's what I'm trying to teach girls to do, take chances.
Well, taking chances is one thing, but teaching them how to be sexual beings at age, even 18, is really too young.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How far do your ankles go?
Okay.
No, really.
I mean, what's the point of this?
Yeah,
okay.
She doesn't want to answer the question.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. What is the point? Are you saying at 18?
No, I am saying at 18 there's nothing wrong with giving the girl the option of thinking about sleeping her way to the top. And I know what you're...
Oh, come on. Can she have any self-respect at all?
I know what you're going to say. It is a viable option.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster here talking about survival skills on The Phil Hendry Show. Let me just say, this is the Phil Hendry Show. If you want to talk to me in person, you're going to have to buy a ticket, man, and come and see me at a personal appearance or something. No, I'm just kidding. You normal folks out there be very happy to come and one of our appearances, and I'd love to talk to you. But you can't talk to me when you call the show. You are not, unless you go on the air. I will not have an off-air conversation with you, especially you, Pete. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster has joined us. She's over at Leroy's in Laguna Beach having herself, I guess you're, what are you having, Colleen, over there?
You know something, Phil? We're having a little white wine. We're having a Chardonnay and an ahi steak tuna that is just really good. And you know what? I want to say something else. A girl that microwaves Salisbury steak for a man is not going to cut it. Girls need to be taught how to put on a romantic dinner and to woo her man into bed so she'll be accepted and she'll have a really neat life and it'll be really, really neat.
Okay, that's great. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen, I don't know what you're talking about anymore, but it sounds pretty good.
Listen to this outfit that I picked out for this weekend.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is really neat. A faux ostrich leather pants that I wear with a pink fringe suede jacket, leopard print boots with a sequined baguette purse. Woo!
That is awesome. I don't know anything about...
It's really neat. It really is cool.
Okay, I don't know anything about women's clothing, but if you tell me...
And you're going over to the Casino Night 2000. That's really... That's a nice look for that.
Okay, for tomorrow night. I'm not going to wear it, though.
No, no, not you, but, you know, maybe Maria.
Okay, I'll talk to her about that. Let's go to... can we cut that music off?
That's the on-the-go music.
Yeah, can we just get... Philadelphia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I am. I'm
yes.
still here.
How are you, ma'am? You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hi.
Hey, listen, girlfriend. Stop drinking
you?
That wine. Take your drunken ass home and get off the radio.
How you doing?
We're tired of hearing you, and we would like to hear other people's opinions.
Well, what's
Thank
your
you
opinion?
Very much.
What's your opinion?
I think you're drunk. I think you need to go home and get off the radio.
Can I ask your opinion on my outfit?
Look, I don't care.
It's purple, faux, ostrich leather pants.
Because what you're wearing and how you're talking, you're acting stupid.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Get a life.
This
Grow
is,
up.
This is really a neat... This
Grow
is transitional.
Up. Shut up and give other people a chance.
This is really transitional.
I think she hung up.
Okay, thanks for calling.
God, I mean...
That was neat.
Hey, I mean, Adele people don't
Oh, you're
act
still
like
there.
That.
What?
They really don't. Get out the bar, girlfriend. Take your drunk ass home. Pick up a man or do something. Go play with yourself.
You know something? I got a really
do
cute
something.
Boyfriend. I got a cute boyfriend, do
but
you?
But for real, you know what? You're a man trying to be a woman, and you
no,
think
you know
everybody
what?
Don't know
I got
know
a really
shit.
Cute boyfriend, and you don't. You don't have a cute boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. I got a husband. What you got?
I bet you got an ugly husband.
What you got?
I got a cute boyfriend.
Yeah,
he works at
right.
a pool.
You got a pickle in the jar at home.
He works at the
Give
Cabana, the
break.
Four Seasons Hotel in Punta Mita,
Mexico.
So why
don't you get off the line?
Because I'm talking to you to try to get you to be
I don't
more
care, but
fashionable.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't
why
care?
Why don't you come to Philly sometime?
Well, what do you wear there? Do you wear, like, your house coat or something?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
God.
Not.
Well, you know what you need to do?
No,
is
what you
move
need
to another
to
neighborhood
do,
and set
you
fire to your
do,
own house,
stop,
okay? That's number
stop
one.
Perpetrating a fraud. That's what you need to do.
You need to set fire
you
to that apartment
to
you're in and get into
a
something
fraud.
Else.
You're nothing but a
All
man
right.
acting like you're a woman.
Well, I think
like
you're a man.
You know everything.
I think you're a man
you're nothing
acting
but
like
a
man.
Little faggot.
I think
that's
you're a man.
You are.
I think you're a lesbian. I think.
Okay, this is really great.
I look on the bright
she
side.
Is a faggot.
No, I look
Try
on the bright
to act
side.
Like she a woman on the phone, talking against the girl.
I only look on the bright side.
The daggone girl scout.
Anyway, Jesus,
what a dyke!
Yeah, sure. Here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, man.
Hi.
Yes,
I was
hi.
Calling to let your lady know that I think she's crazy. The Girl Scouts have a very diverse program.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
They do.
In other words, how do you get into business? What do they teach you about business?
Business?
Yeah.
They have a business badge. They teach you...
A business badge? I'm not talking about selling cookies.
No, no, no.
I'm talking
it's not
about starting
selling
my
cookies.
Own business.
It's learning about the economy, how the economy and the natural resources affect our whole economy
and
the
about,
balancing.
What about fashion?
What
yeah,
about
you
fashion?
Know,
who cares
yeah.
about fashion?
You know what? If you're in business, you know that business.
Hey, ma'am, yeah. are you in Girl Scouts?
Own business.
Ma'am, are you in the Girl Scouts?
I have worked with the Girl Scouts.
Okay, well, why don't you watch your freaking language?
Well,
All right, I don't know what to say.
What a slut.
Okay, the last one was a dyke, and she's a slut. Who's next? Who do you want up next, okay?
Get a stevedore, like a female stevedore.
I don't know. Let's try, I don't know where I'm going here. Provo, Utah, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm just calling to say that I am not in the Girl Scouts yet, but I have daughters, and I feel that this subject is something that should be taught in the home by the parents. I certainly would not want someone else teaching those things to my daughters.
What? I'm talking about business.
Lady that you have
on your show. I'm talking
about
business. I'm talking about learning about business.
No, that is not a business unless you are a madam.
Let me ask you something. Do they have a merit badge in bikini waxing? No.
What?
Do they have a merit badge in bikini waxing?
I don't think you can get a merit badge for putting your ankles behind your neck either.
Well, you know something?
You are sick.
I
would never want
someone
teaching that to my daughters. That is not the place for it.
I think you're really, really jealous because you don't know how to do it.
I don't think it's a subject either, okay?
I don't know why we're talking about this.
No, my business is helping women get ahead in a realistic way, okay?
Helping women get ahead?
Why did you
pump men?
I want to ask Colleen a question. What is this thing here? Saliva is a great lubricant. What's that?
I'm talking about certain things in life that are practical. Practical
you do not teach those to girls and girls.
You don't teach that to
that
kids.
That is something that should be taught in the home by
I'm
the parents.
I'm talking about the Explorer Scouts who are 18.
Yeah.
It kind of definitely gives a new meaning to explore, doesn't it?
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of this outfit?
Excuse me?
Purple faux ostrich leather pants that I wear with a pink fringe suede jacket, leopard print boots, a sequined baguette purse, eat your heart out. What do you think?
I think you are weird.
You know something? I have the courage to wear something like that. You're really, really jealous because I'm really, really cute.
The courage?
Yeah, I have
the courage to look like a moron idiot? I don't think so.
Can I ask you ladies?
I
don't know what you're talking
about. And when you say that, you know, that you are taking a chance?
Pink fringe suede jacket?
Yeah,
I'm a
fashion...
Would you want to take a chance on getting a sexually transmitted disease?
You know something? I'm a fashion rebel, okay?
No, I think you are a madam, and I will not waste my time on you anymore.
I wear a gingham,
and I would just like
gypsy
to say
dress,
to Phil, this is the first time that I have heard your show, and I just heard your comment saying that during the break
really
that your
what?
Callers are calling you and wanting to know things.
Oh, get out of here. You got to spit out what you're trying to say within a few seconds, okay? I'll give you 3 seconds. Hi, Philly, really low. Okay, great. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? St. Louis? The hick from St. Louis. The gentleman in St. Louis. Okay. See you later. Mike put hick in St. Louis, so I don't know. All right, Colleen, good luck with whatever it is you're doing, man, and that white wine. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We treat talk show callers as the scum that they are. I mean, forgive me, but they are. I mean, I don't give them any respect. Anybody that calls a talk show, you give them little to no respect. So that when we're off the air and we're screening and we get these people who think they represent the listeners, you people that call talk shows, you don't represent the listeners. I hate to break the news to you, but if you were to turn around, man, you would see nobody standing behind you. You do. There's no army of people that you represent. You don't speak for anybody. You're weird. And, people calling me up off the air wanting to get into a rap session with me, I have no interest, nor will I do that. And I guess I'm being honest enough to tell you that something that other talk show hosts won't tell you, and that is you're the least of my worries, man. The number one thing that I got to worry about are my listeners. And listeners and callers are two completely different things. So while we're going through the phone screening process, we're screening calls, and we're not interested in your opinion about this, that, or what you think of me. I could care less. Okay? It was great to see a lot of the normal people out at the museum yesterday, though. Those are the people who listen and don't call, and just they wanted to come out and watch the show. That was wonderful to see those guys. But if I ever meet any talk show callers, we're shutting it down early, man. Into the limousine we go. Which, by the way, thank you very much for the limo ride to and from the museum yesterday to whoever provided that. I guess the museum provided that. But you know what? I've learned over the last few months, I can't stand sitting in limousines. I can't stand it. It's a enclosed, dark, dreary environment. And the sooner I get back into my own car and get on the road and am at the wheel of my own wheels, the better I feel. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't like limousines. I guess it makes me strange. I don't like limousines. I don't like sex. I don't like the Super Bowl. I don't like living in America. Other than that, I'm happy. Okay, by the way, speaking of being happy, I'm going to a movie, I guess, this weekend. Marie and I are going to go see All About Eve. I don't know, some art house thing, okay? It's a re-release of some Betty Davis flick. And I was telling everybody before we went on the air about watching movies with people. Do you ever notice that there's a certain kind of person you watch a movie with, and they don't understand what it is you're watching, especially if you go to see something like, well, let's take, for instance, Thin Red Line, which is being replayed on HBO this week. Thin Red Line, kind of an artsy war movie, if there is such a thing. I guess that's it. Or even Saving Private Ryan, or just anything like that, where the person sitting next to you leans over and says, okay, can I ask you a question? Yeah, what? Is this World War II? Is that? Yes, it is. Okay, we're watching, well, what? Okay, D-Day. Now, what was that Korea? That was World freaking War II. Okay, Thin Red, okay, now, what is this? Is this Vietnam? No, it's the Marines against the Japanese. It's the South Pacific. It looks like Vietnam. It's the same part of the world. It's a different era entirely. What are they doing? What is that noise? That's called a narration. It's a voiceover. So you're hearing the thoughts of the act. Is he talking or he's thinking these things that you're hearing right now? Okay, got it. Okay, what is that? Is that a tank? No, it's a landing craft. They're getting out of that, and they're going onto the beach. Are the Japanese there? Well, yeah. Then why aren't they shooting at them? Because they're in the interior of the island. Never mind! And I mean, I'm telling you, it's... You want to blow your freaking brains out. It just, you're going to hear... You're going to hear the 10-gauge being cocked. That very quick... Because I've learned, and I really mean this, there are some people you're going to go to a movie with. Don't take them to go see Gods and Freaking Monsters. Don't go take them to see Thin Red Line. Don't take them to go see a Mystery Train. Or don't take them to see these art house flicks. Go and take them to see just some mainstream thing, man. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there hearing that throughout the whole movie. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't like to have to narrate a flick while I'm watching it. And I discovered something really cool. Three of the kids are like that. You know, I showed the boys, for instance, Saving Private Ryan, because they're at that age that Steven Spielberg recommends a boy of 15 should be allowed to see that, because in 3 years he's going to maybe be doing that, right? So I let Nicholas see this, and he's, okay, what's going to happen next? They're going to get shot. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen next. Okay, what are they doing now? And how did they attack? How come the Germans didn't know we were coming at D-Day? And how come it's just like one guy with a machine gun? Is that all? Or is that, no, it's one guy. There's a bunch of them. Well, where are the other ones? Well, they're not showing them. They're just showing the one. So I came to the conclusion, and one of them, Chris, who's the 11-year-old, he likes to see this stuff. He'll sit with me and watch a black and white movie. The other kids don't, they're not down with black and white. Chris will sit there. I said, this is great. You're my man. He goes, well, this is really cool. What's the name of this movie? Well, this is Son of Frankenstein. It's cool. So he said he watched that with me the other night. Basil Rathbone and a bunch of cornball, hambone, ham-fisted acting. And he was totally with that. He loved it. All this scenery-chewing bullcrap that Lionel Atwill's doing and Boris Karloff. You know, Karloff got worse, you know, as the years went by with that Frankenstein thing. You know, in the first movie, the guy didn't talk. By the third movie, he was like, a spot of tea, or would you like to just fall into the pit of boiling sulfur now? Anyway, I came to the conclusion there's two kinds of people. There are people who like to sit on a hay bale in front of a puppet show. They want to just see the little puppets beat each other up. And then there's people that go to the opera. I'm not making any judgment. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I am saying there's people who go to the opera and there's people who sit on a hay bale and look at the puppets. Don't ever take a puppet show person with you to the opera. You can take an opera person with you to the puppet show, though. You can do that because they can make that transition. People who are into opera can sort of devolve it down and boil it down into a puppet thing. They get it. A puppet show guy can't graduate upstairs. So when you go to a movie and you're sitting next to somebody who's going, okay, I actually had a friend of mine say, is this Vietnam? No, those are Germans. That's World War II. What year? 1940. Shut up! I had that happen. So, and, you know, I'm a cantankerous guy. The older I get, the meaner I get. And somebody said to me, why is it? I said, it's because, man, I've put up with the bullcrap and you finally have this breaking point. You know, you're going to get a lot of people who are younger than you, maybe 10, 15 years younger than you, say, why don't you chill out? You know, I mean, why can't you just chill? Yeah. Well, because you're a little bit younger than me, so you still have a few more years of having your nose shoved in all of this crap. You know, after a certain point, you will break. Not me, man. I'm just, yeah, you will. You will. Everybody does. Everybody does, man. If you live a certain number of years, sooner or later, you're going to start talking out loud in post office lines. I guarantee it. I guarantee sooner or later, you'll be standing in a post office line and go, can we hurry it up? You will do it. You'll either do that or you'll die of cancer before you're 50. Because you get to a point in your life where you're not going to take this crap anymore. You know, you start telling people what you think. You say, well, that's a problem you get with age. No, it's not a problem. It's, okay, I sucked all this crap to this point. Now I'm not going to do it anymore. Now I'm going to tell people what I think. There's smaller versions of that in your life. If you're at a party where somebody won't shut up, if your wife won't shut up, if you're watching a bad movie, you click the channel, you tell the person to shut up. That's sort of condensed microcosm of what's going to happen in your freaking life. I mean, just imagine your life being an 80-year-long party, and at the age of 40, that's about the 15-minute point of that boring conversation that you were listening to at the party. Now at 40, you're saying, I got to leave. I'm leaving now. And this guy in the movie theater the other night, he's talking to his son all about this stuff. I forget what I was watching. Oh, it was Space Cowboys when that thing was out. You know, it wasn't the other night. It was like last month. And this guy wouldn't shut up about what kind of jets and stuff. And, you know, I said, if he wasn't sitting with his son, I would have turned around and told him to shut up. But because he was sitting with his little 10-year-old boy, I decided that I would move. And I did. I moved right up to the front row. So I had this huge thing. I'm blind now, looking at the screen that was 5 miles across, 16 miles high. Clint Eastwood's face is all irregular. It looks like it's a funhouse mirror. It broke my neck watching this thing, dislocated a vertebrae. Because I was patient with that guy. So anyway, don't go to the movies with those puppet show people. They're real thick. What is this about? There's a bunch of guys on the screen. They're getting shot. What do you mean? What is it about? Do we win? Yeah, it's World War II. We did win that. Yes, we did. Okay. What was Hitler? He was the guy that ran the thing, and we beat him, though. Yes, we won. Okay, I'm just checking. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I have to go to the toilet. Can I step over you? No. Do you ever, when somebody has to step over you to the bathroom, do you ever not move your legs and make them crawl over you? Go. Can I move? Yeah, go ahead. Just go in your drink cup. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show.